Welcome to Coffee Truths from Jesse's Pages of Grace podcast. Bold truth poured out points you to God's word in the middle of everyday life. So grab your cup, take a breath, and let's dive in. Our scripture today is from Philippians 4, verse 6 through 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Some days, prayer feels like peace. Other days, it feels like work. The kind of work that takes everything out of you, heart, tears, and all. You sit down to pray, and suddenly, everything, thought starts fighting for your attention. Grocery lists, the laundry, the what ifs, the not agains, and before you know it, you said, Lord, and nothing else comes out. If that's where you are today, friend, that's okay. You're not failing at prayer. You're being refined through it. Hannah knew that kind of prayer. She prayed from a place so deep that words couldn't reach it. Scripture says she was pouring out her soul before the Lord, not performing, not pretending, just pouring. She didn't get up from that prayer with everything fixed. She got up with her heart changed. And that's what prayer really does. It may not rewrite your circumstances right away, but it rewrites you. Prayer doesn't just move God's hand. It shapes your heart. And sometimes that shaping hurts. God meets you right there in the everyday moments when faith feels fragile. He meets you in the quiet hum of the washing machine, in the car line, in the middle of a run when you don't have the words, or when you can manage is a sigh that says, Lord, help. When you don't understand the why, He does. When you can't find the words, the Spirit intercedes with groanings too deep for words. And that's the beauty of it. Faith isn't about always knowing. It's about trusting the one who does. Sometimes prayer looks like folded hands. Other times it looks like folded laundry. And both matter. Because God isn't grading your performance. He's listening to your heart. He hears the prayer in your exhaustion, the faith in your frustration, and the surrender in your silence. Prayer doesn't have to be poetic. It just has to be present. Maybe right now you've been praying for years, for healing, for breakthrough, for peace that doesn't seem to come. Let me remind you, faith isn't proven in the answered prayer. Faith is proven in the waiting prayer, the one you keep praying when it feels like nothing's happening. That's the spiritual muscles growing. That's when peace begins to take root, not after the battle, but right in the middle of it. You don't need perfect prayers. You need persistent ones. Keep showing up. Keep praying. Even if it's messy, even if it's quiet, even if it's just one sentence long. Because those are the prayers that heaven hears the loudest. God doesn't need polished words. He wants a present heart. And if prayer feels like work today, it's because He's working in you. Lord, thank you for meeting me where I am. In the noise, in the mess, in the moments that don't look holy, but still hold your presence. Teach me to pray when the words run out, to trust you when the answers don't come, and to find peace even in the waiting. Remind me that you are not far. You're right here in the work of the faith and the whisper of grace. Amen. Lord, let my words point to you and be encouraging truth for everyone listening. Thank you for joining me for this Coffee Truth. If you'd like to go deeper into scripture and reflections, visit jessiespagesofgrace.com. And don't forget to come back next Saturday for another bold coffee truth. Thank you for joining me.